The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hello everyone and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hope you're ready. I'm ready. I'm fired up, ready to go. And happy Mother's Day weekend to all of you moms out there and all of you dads that are also taking a place of a mom somewhere, okay? So happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. And remember that Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating its 25th year on ESPN Radio, and we are grateful to all of the listeners and sponsors of this program that help make it happen for you every single week. Love them all. On today's show, we have Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor. He's out on the water of Lake Michigan. He'll be giving us a coho report. He's getting them in numbers and size. I'm pretty excited about that. Then Jason Qualich and Will Hornsby. These are a couple of college anglers that are fishing from McKendree College in Illinois, are going to the MLF College Championship next year. They're going to tell us about fishing for a college team and what you have to do to be part of the team. And then they're going to be talking a little bit about getting ready for that national college tournament. I'm pretty excited for these guys. Rounding out the show then, angler Dave Schultz. Dave has been a good friend of the show for many years, and he is one of the anglers that has been there for all 22 years of the Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament with a guaranteed $10,000 prize winning for the top 10 anglers, and he's going to tell us how you can help this charity tournament get some well-needed cash into many charities that need it every year. They pick a top charity that has helped someone in the community, and they get a very nice check for their charity to run. And you could also win some big money. I'm excited about that, too. And I'm there, too. We do our show from there at the South Braidwood Ramp and everything else. But we'll talk about that when we talk to Dave, okay? And in the last segment, we'll hear the Aiden Fishing Report and some outdoor news. Okay, now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere out on the big pond. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Josh. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Is action still good out there?
Oh, it is unbelievable. I mean, the cohos are literally jumping in the boat. We have some fantastic action. Again, flies and dodgers. I mean, the morning bite is unbelievable.
Well, that seems to be the magic key. We're saying that morning run is the key to get out there and getting this your limit of fish.
Right, right. You know, it's actually, you know, really good all day long. You know, I mean, it's a little slower in the afternoon, but we're still taking limits in the afternoon. Fishing is by far some of the best fishing I've ever seen here.
Okay. The now, somebody told me that you nailed a big coho for early in the season.
Yeah, we took a 9-pound coho.
Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo.
in the mix. Yeah, it was like, boom, it hit like a freight train. I was like, oh, I thought we had him in the tail, but no, he was hooked in the lip.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful looking fish.
Cool. You know,
beautiful way.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, are you finding just an inordinate amount of coho this close in so many numbers, or it's just happens to be their time when they're there?
It's the time that they do their spring coho run. Usually starts at the end of April, mm-hmm. and it starts full swing in May. You know, now we're approaching our second week here, and it seems like the action's picking up even better. I hear there's pods of fish all over. Mm-hmm. There's some out a little bit deeper, but I don't think we have to go that deep.
No. Not if you got those great tasting coho so close.
Yeah, we're in shore, you know, 30, 20 feet of water, you know, mm-hmm. right there. You know, you see the bait, stick with the bait because that's where the fish are.
Yeah, cool. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to set up, because we know, and Captain Tony, everybody, is one of the charter guys. Actually, he's the only charter guy I know of that does, you know, he'll do a 2-person charter, 4-person, or 6-person charter, right?
Correct, yeah. Weekdays, 2 or 4 persons, weekday, Monday through Thursday, 5 or 6 people, weekend, weekdays, mm-hmm. you know, I got it scheduled on my website. So,
okay.
Yeah, come on out. Enjoy the fishing. Stock your freezer up with coho.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know, even though we're mm-hmm. reeling all the rods in, there's times that I get my fish, too.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Tony, what's the best way to do it?
So I would call me at area code 847-366-0741. You can actually text me at that number. You don't get a hold of me, please leave a message. If you text me, I'll get back to you. I'm probably fishing,
mm-hmm.
so I'll get back to you.
Okay. And once again, give me that phone number for everybody.
Area code 847-366-0741.
Mm-hmm. And we all yell what? Fish on.
Get the rod,
get the rod, get the rod. Fish on, get the rod. All right, buddy, take it easy.
All right, everyone, be safe out there. Good fishing.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, Big Issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get Big Issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, 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 not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
You guys say hey! We want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Everybody say hey! We want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
You see, me and the fellas all...
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I got pretty excited. I got really excited. I got lots excited, actually, because I got a couple of good Illinois boys. You know, I like fishermen from everywhere, but we have a couple of anglers that are getting their education at McKendree University in Southern Illinois, and they are going to the MLF College. Will, what is it exactly called?
It's MLF. College National Championship.
It's the MLF College National Championship. And it's Will Hornsby and Jason Qualich. And these two gentlemen are going to fish for the gold. Is that a right thing to say, guys?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Jason, let me ask you first here. What year in school are you there?
I'm a junior. We're both juniors.
You're both juniors?
Well, yeah, we just finished our junior year.
Okay, cool. And but what is it like, Will, fishing for a college team?
Oh, it's real fun, honestly. You get to, like, be a family with the team almost, and you get to know them real well.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you go on tournament trips, you get to, like, just spend the weekend together, have a fun time, and then you get to fish the tournament, and you get to do well normally.
Mm, that's pretty cool.
Best case.
Yeah. Now, I apologize, guys. I'm going to missay it. But the coach's wife, she's like mom to everybody in the team, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. she really helps out with Coach John Render. She really keeps the team together. She does a lot of the number stuff. She cooks us dinner every night. It's really nice.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she's like mom and stuff like that. And Coach Render's been there for a number of years. He's a good guy, sharp angler. But, you know, a lot of people just think, I was talking to one young gentleman, and he was saying how, well, you know, I want to go fish for such, I want to get into a college to go fishing. But you have to keep your grades up to fish, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, well,
you gotta keep eligibility just like every other sport.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep up with your classes. You got to do your homework on time. You got to get your tests. Even if you're out on a fishing trip, you're not in shape, you got to finish your homework still.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, let me ask you this, Jason. One of the things that the coach's wife does is she makes sure that you guys get your schoolwork done, get your paperwork done, and then she feeds you and makes sure your socks are clean. I love that woman. But I mean, do you guys, you know, Jason, do you find it difficult fishing, you know, for a college team and trying to keep up with all your studies? Because you guys have a brutal schedule, don't you?
Yeah, it can be hard because you miss weeks at a time. And I think this spring, I missed like five or weeks of school, and you just gotta just stay on top of it and talk with your teachers and get it all together. But they're pretty understanding of it. Your teachers are, because they're used to it at McKendree.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I tell them we're going for a week, they're like, "Oh, I hate you, Bass Fishermen," joking me, because they always have to make exceptions for us or work around our busy schedules.
I think it's because they want to go bass fishing too.
No, it probably is.
Yeah, Will. Now back to Will here. When you're looking at, because I mean, literally, think of this, folks. You're doing schoolwork. You're doing, just normal stuff that you do with college, and then you're on the fishing team, and then you're also spinning around, and you're preparing for your classes, and then you got to prepare for the lake that you're going to. And it's not just, well, you know, let me get out Google and look at this. I mean, you guys do research on these bodies of water, don't you? Will, can you answer that?
Oh, yeah. You look up, like, a lake, and then you'll see images from the sky. Like, you'll look at satellite images and stuff, and you'll look up tournaments. You'll see past history and stuff. I look up a whole lot of stuff, and then I'll try and put dots, like, figure out where I'm going to go before I even go there, basically.
Yeah. Jason, what about you? I mean, you know, it's taxing, isn't it?
Videos. I look at Google Maps, look at different years past.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up fishing reports. You got to really put in your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do get to the lake, you got to maximize your practice time, because you only get, for these big lakes, you only get a few days of practice time.
No, that's exactly it. Now, where is the lake, Will, that you're going to be going to for this tournament?
No, they actually have not announced it yet. They keep it kind of like unknown until it comes up.
Oh.
So people don't know information and pre-fish it a whole lot.
Okay, so it's a secret. So until you, like the first Bassmaster Lake, the guys didn't know until they were getting on the airplane with Lake they were going to go fish for the first Bassmaster event.
Yeah, not quite that far into it, but it's the same idea, kind of, yeah.
Mm, okay, well, that's good. I guess it keeps you on your edge, right?
Yeah, it does.
And when is this tournament actually going to take place?
Kind of like the lake, they don't announce it until they announce the lake as well.
Usually,
I think it's in February. That's when it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in Florida last year, so I don't know if they put it somewhere less warm, if they'll push it back to, like, March or something.
Yeah, well, the MLF Championship, the Red Crest, is in Birmingham this year.
Yeah, sometimes it does follow it, so it might go around there.
Yeah, and then when you think you know it, they change it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, back to you, Will. When you're looking at a body of water, what are you looking for to tell you what to use?
There's a whole lot of things. Like, you could use nature almost as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So going into that, like, you could look at birds, where they're eating and stuff. You can see if they're eating somewhere, that likely means there's shad or something that they're eating from.
Mm.
So that could give you an idea for bass. Or,
okay,
like, anything like that. Animals are a really big sign, normally, to fish, if you know, like, what you're looking for.
Yeah. And Will, I got to tell you that you have just made me so happy, because many times I've said on Chauncey's Great Outdoors radio show on ESPN that when you walk up to a different body of water, I said, I want you to stand there and just look at it. Don't do nothing. Look at it. Look where the great blue herons are. Look where the terns are at. Look at what birds are, you know, the shorebirds. Look at what's rippling on the water. See if minnows are jumping out of the water. That's a good sign. And, you know, it's like, I always say, let nature talk to you. But unfortunately, we forgot how to listen to it. And I think the smart anglers like you and Jason do that. You listen to nature, so you learn what nature is going to tell you, like, come over here, guys. I got a big one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jason, when you're looking, at a lake, do you do the same thing a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get a feel for the lake. Like, every lake's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, I mean, you'll never know what the water temperature is going to be or what the water clarity is going to be and what, like, if there's grass or if there's rocks, really, until you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to just get up the boat and just look at the water and see what's going on, and really get a feel for what I'm going to be needing, like what color schemes I'm going to need for the water and stuff like that.
Mm. Okay. What's your preference? I mean, you know, is there like a, I don't want to say a go-to lure. The go-to lure is the one you catch a fish on, I know. but, I mean, if I were to say, Will, what kind of lure do you like to use best?
I would say right now it's really changing a lot. I used to be big in fishing, like, jigs and stuff, so I'd be big in cover and all that.
But
recently it's been changing a whole lot. I like throwing a lot more baits now. I'm pretty variety right now.
You do a little bit of everybody in the tackle box.
Yeah.
Well,
got to throw the whole kitchen sink at them.
Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes the kitchen sink, if it hits them on the head, that's not a bad thing either, you know?
Oh, you know it.
Hey, Jason, what is your preference? If you're going to be, you know, going out fishing, what's the first lure on your rod? I want to know. Jason, what's the first lure you're putting on your rod when you cast it? Can you tell me?
Yeah, so when I first get out to the lake, I'm going to be throwing either a chatterbait. If there's a lot of grass, that's probably my go-to because I just love fish. Chatterbait is so much fun. But then also crankbaits, also if there's not really a grass there, I think that the grass really helps the chatter bite.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go find the fish. I'm not going to really sit there and drag a jig. I want to get the highest percentage I can and catch fish that are active. And then once I find a group of fish, I can really slow down and catch them.
Well, I'll buy that program. That sounds good. That sounds real good to me, actually. Well, you know, you guys are going to be, you know, working the, you know, going to school. You're fishing tournaments throughout the, you know, next fall, correct, guys?
Yeah.
Now, with summertime, are you, I know, Jason, you've came home ready. Will, are you staying down in the school area or are you coming to back up north?
Yeah, I'm staying down in the school area for the summer.
Oh, okay. And, you know, like I said, you've got all this work, you got all this stuff. Is there anybody that's really kind of helping you guys? Because trust me, everybody, when a team, they are not knowing I'm saying this, but when someone's fishing for a college, a lot of the colleges aren't helping out those fishing teams. They're having a boat that they have that they, is a family boat or et cetera. It's not the kids' boats, the students' boats. And, you know, they got to keep up the baits and the rods and the reels. And that's not, the college isn't popping for that stuff, are they, guys?
I mean, McKendree is one of the schools that does help out a little bit. If you are, we have like a top six that get paid for almost every tournament, and it doesn't cover everything,
yeah.
But it covers most of it. But yeah, I gotta say my parents definitely help out a lot. I wouldn't be able to do it without them. The boat, they bought it for me and my brother, so I gotta take that out to the tournament, which is really nice.
Sure. But I mean, there's a lot of colleges that aren't supporting the teams, right?
No, yeah, there's a lot of colleges where they don't get anything or they have to do it club funded. It's not, the school doesn't bring anything, so they've got to fund it their own way.
Mm-hmm. So if there's a fishing club out there that's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know, find a college and, you know, help them out. You know, don't send them a bunch of used rods and reels, okay? But, you know, you could, you know, get a hold of the coach, and it's not hard to get a hold of these coaches, folks, and just say to them, hey, listen, what can we do to help you? Our club wants to help out. And it may be just be some, you know, cards for gas and everything else, because, you know, it's not cheap running around the country to go to these tournaments, is it, guys?
Not at all.
Not at all. Hey, Will, and the other thing is you got to look good when you're fishing, right? That's important.
Oh, yeah, you got to look good.
You got to look good. And where do you guys get your jerseys from?
We get our jerseys from Sublime Wear USA. It's a company that makes their jerseys in-house. All made in the USA, in a town called Morris, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it's Sublime Wear USA, correct? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Sublime Wear USA.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's what Chauncey wears when I call it my Chauncey garb. Those are Sublime shirts. They're great. I love them. So, you know, don't forget, support Sublime because they're supporting a lot of colleges around the country. Very, very good. Well, you two gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know, we'll try to keep posted, and even throughout the year, if you guys are, you know, doing well with the tournament and stuff like that, or if somebody else at McKendree is doing well, why don't you drop us a line and be one of our reporters to tell us what's going on, okay?
All right. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, Jason.
I appreciate it.
That was Jason Qualich, everybody, and Will Hornsby, two guys at the beginning of their, you know, going into a senior year. Oh, I forgot to ask you one more question. What are you majoring in? Well,
I'm majoring in economics and finance.
And Jason?
I'm majoring in studies, and then I'm getting in biology and political science.
And political science. Okay, guys. Well, I just want to say congratulations. Keep up the good work. Keep us posted what's going on with McKendree. And like I said, they're right in our own backyard in Southern Illinois. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, guys?
Yep.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. Come celebrate St. Croix's 75th anniversary on June 17th with their Customer Appreciation Day at the factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. You can come in person or be online and be part of the biggest event for those who love to fish. From in-person and live stream seminars about electronics, drop shotting, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing, and how to catch more panfish and muskie, from advice from the Fishing Hall of Famers, top guides and pro staff, they will also be giving away 75 premier spinning rods only that day online and in person, plus hourly giveaways from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and more. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com and I'll see you there. Hey, fishermen, don't wait. Be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event at the Braidwood Lake South parking lot June 3rd, 2023. It's the Constellation Fish for a Cure supporting the Megan's Mission Foundation to battle cancer that took Megan's young life at 20 years old. The charity supports childhood cancer treatment, research, advocacy, and scholarships. All the funds, and I mean all funds raised, goes to the charities. Constellation has paid all the expenses and guarantees $10,000 in prize money to the top 10 anglers, with $4,000 going to the winners. So fish for a day, be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event with $10,000 guaranteed prize money, the Constellation Fish for a Cure, supporting Megan's Mission Foundation on June 3rd. For more information, contact Carol Ringler at 815-417-3755 or Carol Ringler at Constellation.com, or you can email me at Chauncey's Outdoors. That's Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S.com, and we'll send you the forms. We'll see you there. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews.
It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Attention sportsmen, this is hot off the wires. If you're looking to enjoy boating this year, Waterworks and Chauncey's Great Outdoors will double all Lowe rebates through May 31st on those great fishing boats made by Lowe with the savings as high as $3,500 plus a free boat cover on select models. So how can you go wrong? Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online and pick out your new fun guaranteed Lowe boat from Waterworks today. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish. For crime's sake.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I've got a gentleman coming on the phone here in a second because he has been there so many times from the very beginning, 20 years ago. This is our 22nd annual Constellation Fishing for a Cure fundraiser. Can you imagine that? 22 years. Dave Schultz, everybody, give him a round of applause. Yay!
Yeah, Dave. No.
Dave.
Rock, Dave.
Buddy, 22 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, man. I can't, it's hard to count the years anymore. It's like, wow.
Okay.
I see the kids coming up fishing, and I'm thinking, I knew their parents when they were kids. And I'm thinking, I don't think I'm that old.
Exactly.
But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, Dave, one of the things about this tournament, and Dave, as I mentioned, everybody, he's been part of the tournament. You were there day one, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought you were. Yeah. And
I think I missed last year. And I forget where I was, but I was not able to miss.
Yeah, there was one. I'm not even going to count that because, we don't count COVID years. But, Dave, this is a tournament. And, yes, I've been part of many tournaments, and tournaments are raising money for different programs and youth and different things. But this is a tournament that honestly gives back to the community that I am just so impressed about.
Yep.
That's
why I liked it.
We've done, cancer research. We've done spinal research. We've done mental help. City of Coal City and that other, what's the one next to it? Coal City and Coal City got hit by that tornado.
Oh, Coal City. Diamond.
Yeah, and over the years, that amount of money has blossomed into $60,000 checks. one of the things that impresses me, Dave, is, okay, you're paying your fee to get into the tournament, okay? The tournament is on June 3rd, correct me?
Yep, June 3rd, takeoff 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning's takeoff, June 3rd. It ends at 3. When you come in, you can get, they usually have T-shirts there, or they have some other things. Some companies
are there. Some nice giveaways.
Yeah, there's food. There's a ton of food there for the anglers to eat. I do my radio show at 6 in the morning live from out there. So we have fun doing that. We turn around and do the kid, because then there's a kids tournament. The reason I'm laughing is the most fun of the day is this catfish tournament at the little park in Braidwood. And all of these kids think they're the Bassmasters getting on the stage, you know? And is so much fun to have these little kids, and you ask them questions. And here it is, all this activity on that day, and the Constellation pays for all the expenses. They also pay the $10,000 prize fee.
Right.
So it's a guaranteed prize. How can you go wrong not being part of this? Can somebody tell me?
Right. Yeah. It's a good cause. Anytime I can get involved with charity, it's worth it.
It is.
Definitely worth it, isn't it?
It really is. And
the entry fee is $150.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you spend $150 on a couple of lures nowadays.
Yeah. A couple of swim baits, huh?
You take your family out to a decent restaurant, it's $150. And this here, this is all going back to the charity thing, and this year's for that Megan Buck that passed away back last year.
Mm-hmm.
So she was battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Right.
They do a good job at raising money and putting money back into the community. And not only just, but they reach out even further than that too. So
that's
just a good job.
They have. And
so no matter what you're thinking, the lake's gonna be too hot, they're gonna kill fish, I don't like who's running it, this, that, the other. None of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out, pay your $150, go out there, your chance is as good as anybody's to win, or cash a check. And if you're not fishing, you can come out, you can help. Volunteer if you want. They're always looking for that kind of help. And when the kids fishing thing, that's a blast. Anybody that goes out and watches those kids fish, that's just a blast.
It is.
You'd have to experience it to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, you have to. And then, but, Braidwood Lake is a cooling lake for the plant there, the nuclear plant, and it's unbelievably well-maintained. It's a great lake. Later in the summer, when it gets really warm, it's a little bit tougher to fish. But, you catch it early in the year, and we haven't had a very hot spring. So that lake is probably still in temperature-wise, an active state. To catch these bass, the only thing I would warn people is you have to watch your depth, your fish finder depth. If you don't know the lake, you got to watch it because, stuff comes up out of nowhere and you bang your boat.
there's still a few people that can knock off a lower unit or bend their props and stuff. I started fishing that lake when it first opened, shortly after that, and the lake was really low. That lake is very high right now. So it covers up a lot of the problem areas. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot. If that lake ever goes low, there's going to be a lot of people running. They run areas that they shouldn't be running. But anyways, it doesn't matter. Right now the water's up, so they're fine.
They will definitely find out, and which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Now this is one. I mean, when you're talking, I think they open March 1st, rather. There's lines of boats because this is such a dynamic fishing lake. And if you're a tournament fisherman, or even if you're not a tournament fisherman, I think you should try this tournament because it's the more the atmosphere of let's have fun.
You know what? You're right. If you've never fished a tournament but you would like to try it, this would be a good one to do. It's well run. They get you out decently, and it's a safe tournament to fish. It's a fun tournament to fish. And like I said, your chances are as good as anybody. So
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, if you think about this, and with Constellation putting up the prize money on top of everything right. else, I mean, first place is $4,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's 4,000 bucks. Second place,
right.
2,500. Yeah. Third place, 1,000. There's not another fishing tournament that I know in the Midwest that offers this good of money for the top 10 places.
No, it's pretty. Not, and as a charity tournament, no, that's true. And they pay out the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
10 boats are going to get paid.
Yeah. You know, I know we've raised over 700,000 since 2002. Okay?
Yes. Yep.
I think we are really close, you know, really close. I mean, last year we gave $57,000 to Advocate Children's Hospital, but we're really close to cracking $800,000 this year.
Yeah, right on.
And, I mean, this is what makes it special. This is what makes it. It's such a good, fun tournament where you can have fun, laugh. Oh, my God, you're going to laugh.
Yeah, well, you're always fun to be around, Chuck.
Oh, thank you.
You're the man up there.
It depends on which member of my family you ask that question to. But now, you know, you get there before 6:30. You get there, whatever, 5:30. Yeah. You get your boat loaded and everything else. Have some fun there.
Yeah.
And there's usually, you know, there's an activity going on, and then you'll hear the show being started. You need to fill out a form that you can get online. Yeah. Just type in fishing for a cure Braidwood on your search engine, that's all you have to do.
Right.
Get the form, send in your check. You have to send in a check. There's no credit card or like sign up over the internet. You have to send in a check, and you have to come out and have some fun to one of the best events I've ever emceed on the water.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. No, it's fun.
Any hints for maybe a newbie that's coming out on the lake, Dave, to find fish?
You know, fish, it this time of year, in the springtime like this, Braidwood is really a good lake. I mean, even though it gets a ton of pressure, you can usually go out there and get your few bites, and most people will catch a pretty decent fish, and maybe one of the biggest ones they'll catch in Illinois. If just fishing locally here, unless you go to other lakes that if you start heading south of Illinois, southern Illinois, then you got bigger fish. But Braidwood does pretty well, and pretty much whatever you want to throw, you can pretty much catch fish on. Most guys, when that lake opens March 1st, you'll see most people are going down the bank with a white spinnerbait. They're throwing a white spinnerbait. Then they change over, and they might throw a piece of plastic or something. So really what you need to do is you need to determine what the fish want to eat today.
Mm-hmm.
Are they feeding on crayfish? Are they chasing baits? What is it that they're doing? So if they're feeding on something that doesn't move very fast, maybe a piece of plastic's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, if you see a lot of movement, maybe you want to throw that spinnerbait. Maybe you want to throw a topwater. Topwater can be thrown anytime the water hits 50 degrees, no matter where you're at. 50 degrees, you can start throwing topwater.
Mm.
And that's the way it is. I will say right now, there are fish still on beds in Braidwood. So they're still doing their little thing. It's very tough to see them. In certain areas, you can. That lake has and we were talking about this earlier. It has three, I break it down to three sections. The hot side, which is where we'll be taking off at. Then you have the middle of the lake, and that is the original Arrowhead Club. That Arrowhead Club was an original strip pit.
Mm.
And then when it got flooded, they just included that. And that's why that area is really so good. And most of the boats head for that. And then you got the cold side, which is the other ramp on the other side. And you're going to have three different temperatures. Sometimes they vary very greatly, and sometimes they don't vary very much. There's not much difference in temp. But cooler water, clearer water is always the way to go. You're always looking for that. But you just have to get out and like I said, you can catch them on just about anything. You just have to go and try. If you're going down the bank, you got to cover water. If you're fishing a specific spot, you know, there's Chauncey, there are hundreds of guys I could name. They're just all they're totally great on the lake. They're great fishermen, and they can catch them almost anywhere. So You just have to kind of figure out. There's only a few spots that you can sit and catch fish. The rest of everybody's going to be going down the bank. So, but don't be afraid to try some different things. But don't spend your time retying lures.
Mm-hmm.
Spend your time more fishing than, you know, keep your line in the water.
Yeah.
And that's usually where you never know when you might throw it on top of a 5-pounder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go that route.
You never know. And that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They should just be respectful. Everybody that's out there, you know, I mean, you're going to have a lot of boats. They limited, as always, to 100 boats. And if they don't have 100, they'll be close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that sense. So
they'll be close. But like I said, the money's guaranteed. The 10 grand prize money's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always good.
So once again, everybody, the Constellation Fishing for a Cure 2023. Just go to your search engine, type in Fish for a Cure. So that way you get that information out there. And Fish for a Cure Braidwood, I would tell you. And then you'll get zeroed in right on the spot. And you'll have a lot of information and a lot of things that you can learn about. So you can't go wrong. You'll be part of a great event. And everybody's just going to have way too much fun there. So mark it on your calendar. But you need to work now. Get your application in and get all your paperwork sent in the next week or two so everything's all set up, right?
Yeah, you can. Here's a phone number. Can I give that out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's a phone number. Anybody can call to get one. It's 815-417-3755. And you can get an entry form emailed to you. And you fill it out, and I'm pretty sure you can actually pay at the. I know you can. You can pay at the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to pay at the ramp, fill out that form, and probably should be there by 5:15 at the latest.
Yeah.
And you know, they'll have extra like big bass pot. They'll probably have mm-hmm. that on the side.
Catfish, some other right. things. Oh, yeah. And Dave actually lives in the community down there. That's why I like talking to him. But Dave is an independent insurance agent. So what's the name of the company again?
My agency is Eaton and Schultz Insurance Group.
Eaton and Schultz Insurance Group.
EATON and Schultz Insurance Group.
You the phone number?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's 815-476-5896. We do all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and boats, we do boats, and boats are a specialty for us.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why, you know, if you're an outdoorsman, you want somebody who understands boats, RVs, pickup trucks, trailers, camping trailers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how it all works. And, you know, definitely give them a call at, what was it, that number again, 815?
Yeah, it's 815-476-5896. I'm on Facebook and
mm-hmm.
that place too, and I'd be happy to just answer anybody's questions.
Okay, cool.
You don't have to feel no obligations.
No. Eaton and Schultz. Check it out, everybody. And thanks for this.
Man.
Thanks for the info on Braidwood Lake and Fishing for a Cure.
Yeah.
June 3rd. Yeah, be out there. Hey, I'm out there well before 6 in the morning. I sleep in my car. But I'm out there, and we have the show, and I have a great time. Thank you so much for coming on, Dave.
Hey, thank you, Chauncey. Have a great day, buddy.
You too.
As usual. We'll see you out there.
Yep. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come celebrate St. Croix's 75th anniversary on June 17th with their Customer Appreciation Day at the factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. You can come in person or be online and be part of the biggest event for those who love to fish. From in-person and live stream seminars about electronics, drop shotting, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing, and how to catch more panfish and muskie, from advice from the Fishing Hall of Famers, top guides and pro staff, they will also be giving away 75 premier spinning rods only that day online and in person, plus hourly giveaways from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and more. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com and I'll see you there. Hey, fishermen, don't wait. Be part of the Midwest Biggest Charity Event at the Braidwood Lake South Parking Lot, June 3rd, 2023. It's the Constellation Fish for a Cure supporting the Megan's Mission Foundation to battle cancer that took Megan's young life at 20 years old. The charity supports childhood cancer treatment, research, advocacy, and scholarships. All the funds, and I mean all funds raised, goes to the charities. Constellation has paid all the expenses and guarantees $10,000 in prize money to the top 10 anglers, with $4,000 going to the winners. So fish for a day, be part of the Midwest's biggest charity event with $10,000 guaranteed prize money, the Constellation Fish for a Cure, supporting Megan's Mission Foundation on June 3rd. For more information, contact Carol Ringler at 815-417-3755 or Carol Ringler at constellation.com, or you can email me at Chauncey's Outdoors. That's Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S.com, and we'll send you the forms. We'll see you there. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Attention sportsmen, this is hot off the wires. If you're looking to enjoy boating this year, Waterworks and Chauncey's Great Outdoors will double all Low rebates through May 31st on those great fishing boats made by Low, with the savings as high as $3,500 plus a free boat cover on some select models. So how can you go wrong? Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online and pick out your new fun guaranteed Low boat today. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. All I can say is the crappies are biting, the catfish are biting down south at Wren Lake. Our good friend Gary Dorenz and his band of renown are down there pounding crappies and catfish. I'm getting photos and they look really good. Up in local areas, the action is going on really well. Wolf River? The lilacs are blooming here. White bass around a wolf. Get up there. Check it out. You'll find some fish. It's really the time you want to be out doing a lot of things. The Aiden Fishing Report's a little bit of a quick report because he got strep throat. I just opened up the email during the show, and it says, Papa, I got strep throat from one of the guys on the team, so I'm not going to go out until Sunday with Dad. We'll talk to you next week. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. Hey, I guess all kids get sick. We get sick. Yeah, I've gotten sick. I mean, heck, you've heard me on the show. But really, there's a lot of activity on this Mother's Day. And you know what? You know, go see your mom. If you get a chance and, you know, mom is still around, go, you know, take a walk with her in the forest preserves. If she can't walk that much, take a ride down the country. You know, stop at a little restaurant, get a piece of pie and a cup of coffee. Buy your mom a new fishing pole. That's the greatest gift I ever gave my mother. Was a new Zepco 33. She thought it was made of gold. But really, do something for your mothers, and do something for your mothers who've been standing in the place of your mother when you needed it. You know what I mean, guys. All right, so there's lots of things to do. The weather's going to be a little bit wet this weekend, maybe on and off showers, but there's activity for salmon in the Lake Michigan, both sides of the lake. We're seeing rivers, and everybody activity's doing real, real well. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Chippewa Nation. Because women live so close to our first mother, the earth, she emanates the strength and the harmonious nature of all things. Because women live so close to our first mother, the earth, she emanates the strength and harmonious nature of all things. I agree. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're getting. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. Take care.